Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com.
And Bob, you're ready to go. Like, you're at the mic. You're like, let's go.
I'm ready.
All right.
Do you know what flying foxes are? This is their sound. That's a flying fox.
They're like a little squirrel, right?
They're more like, they're actually a species of bat. Oh. They're often called fruit bats. They don't live on this continent. They live in Australia. They can have a 5-foot wingspan.
I've seen them at the zoo.
They are really cute. Their face has kind of...
Like a dog, right?
It looks like a dog face, puppy dog face. So they're really cute bats. They're called fruit bats because that's what they eat. And they used to be killed in great numbers by Australian authorities. They would drop napalm on their colonies, like hundreds of thousands of these, because they thought they were pests. I don't think they do that anymore, but they're just finding out now. There was a scientific study published in Scientific Reports. So I was perusing my latest copy of that. Actually, this is from the New York Times. That they have found out that flying foxes are responsible for creating more than 91 million trees because they eat fruit and then they drop the seeds.
Right? Bat guano and it grows a new tree.
Yes, it's called seed rain. Sometimes there's so much of the seeds dropping from the flying foxes that are flying over that it's like it's raining.
That's how
seeds.
Contagion started. Remember the movie? The bat drops the fruit and the pig eats
that
it?
That is right.
Next thing you know, they got a pandemic, Bob.
Yes. Well, in this case, but they are responsible for something like $90 million, or no, I'm sorry, $195 million to $673 million per year, because many of the trees that grow because of their droppings are eucalyptus trees, which are economically viable.
I don't know why anybody in a governmental position thinks it's great to eliminate a species of any kind.
Yes.
We've learned everything is here for a reason.
It's in balance. It is balance of nature.
Right.
Well, they're not killing them in those large numbers anymore. And now it seems like they have great economic benefits.
I lived in an old farmhouse, and it was not unusual to have a bat at least once a week land on the bedroom ceiling or the wall. And I always thought, you know, they actually pant, and that little face is almost like a dog. And I kind of became intrigued with them.
These bats have wingspans that are
big.
Huge.
Yeah, I know. They'd be scary, but they'd be cool to see, like if you were in a cave and they were calm. It wasn't time for them to fly.
Yes, they would.
Colin, are you Mary Vandeveld today?
I am.
All right.
You go to a lot of concerts, Lisa. How often do you buy their merch, like their t-shirts?
I try not to because I've got over 500. Every once in a while, if I think it's the last time or I really like the design, I will.
Well, I was at the Vintage Fest over the weekend and I happened upon a Garth Brooks tour t-shirt from the 90s and I picked it up because I like Garth. And it got me thinking about some other tours and I saw some old AC/DC, some old Led Zeppelin, and I got curious of what the most expensive resale for a tour t-shirt is. Can you guess what it is?
Wow, I would almost go with Taylor.
Close. There was actually a vendor with a $500 Taylor shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But the most expensive ever is a Grateful Dead t-shirt that sold at auction for $17,000.
Those Grateful Dead heads, man, they are so... They'll pay any amount of money, and they do. Many of them do quite well.
And for the top 10 tees that are still in circulation that are pretty common for resellers, the Grateful Dead is still at number one for the Panther Tour tee at $2,750. Bjork has three in the top 10.
Wow.
There's a couple Nirvana tees, a Kanye West, and a Prince tee.
I went to a craft show or something of the like a week ago, and this lady took vintage tees and she sews it into like a flannel shirt. So it actually slides over your head, and I got a vintage Led Zeppelin. And I couldn't resist the Snoop Dogg. The farmer looks at me, he's like, really? I go, I can't help it. I have to get it. And then I wore it once and I thought, this is kind of stupid. Why, you know, where am I going to wear this? Well, on the farm, that works okay. Kevin, do you have a beloved concert t-shirt?
I do not.
I bet you got a lot of sports jerseys.
There's a lot of concerts coming up this summer. Maybe that's time to, you know, make a purchase.
All right, maybe
I'll
do
for you,
that.
Kevin.
Yeah, I might. I'm going to a concert in a couple weeks, Bob. Maybe
who
I'll
are
pull
you seeing?
Trigger. Eddie Nine Volts, 9V. I don't know if you guys are familiar, but
not really.
Planet Garcia's couple of weeks.
Cool. What's your story today?
You guys, Costco visitors, freak shoppers. You guys go to the Costco.
I love Costco, but Sam's Club is closer.
Sam's Club's closer. Bob, not a Costco
no.
guy. Costco is great for a lot of reasons, and one of them being the $1.50 hot dog. People love the Kirkland Signature hot dog. They have some pizza slices as well. It's a cheap lunch, and the price has stayed the same basically since Costco started, like the mid-'80s. And Costco's CEO, Ron Vacris, however you say his name, he's getting in on the viral trend. You know, all the CEOs are doing the videos now where they eat their own food.
Yeah,
like, and it all started with
the McDonald's guy.
Yeah,
boy, that was a big fail. But it was so cringy that
it probably
on.
Worked. Yeah. It made you want to eat the big arch because the CEO of McDonald's took the smallest bite in the history of bites when biting into the big arch. But the Costco CEO did the video. Here's just a real short clip of that.
The hot dog price will not change as long as I'm around. Amazing. Amazing quality, amazing value.
So the big news is there because sometimes it goes viral. People create these fake, you know, stories that Costco's raising the price of their hot dogs. That's the CEO says. As long as he's around, the $1.50 hot dog is going nowhere. Also, many noted that he didn't put any condiments on his hot dog. He just got a hot dog and crushed it and seemed to really enjoy it. I do like the Costco hot dog for $1.50.
Is it a foot long?
Yeah, it's a big hot dog. Okay. I don't know if it's a full foot long, but it's a big hot dog.
Because when we were at Sam's Club, I said to the farmer, I'm really starving. Let's just grab a hot dog and we'll split it in two. So I ordered the hot dog and they gave me a regular size hot dog.
No.
And I'm like, okay, you get an inch and a half and I get an inch and a half. But it was actually good. It was a beef hot dog and I was pretty shocked by that. That it actually, so I haven't had a Costco one. I'm guessing they're beef and they're good too.
Yeah, they're all beef. It's a good deal for $1.50, and the pizza's pretty good too.
Hmm.
But every time you go to Costco, there are people just sitting at the little picnic tables.
Yeah,
and you know it's a cheap lunch.
Somebody said, "What's with all the Costco fake spam emails?" I don't know. Are you getting those, Kevin?
No, I don't know what that's referring to.
Me neither. More Harry Carey encounters coming through. Hey, Lisa, years ago, I was walking down Rush Street. Harry was coming in my direction, accompanied by two others. It was like a disturbance in the universe as Harry brought an energy with him. He gave me a huge smile while talking with his friends and projected a wonderful warmth. While a lot of Harry mythology seems to be accompanied by his drinking, I had a different take. He was a happy person. I saw no evidence of him being intoxicated, just a person who loved his life. Welcome back, Lisa. That's from Jeffrey. I think that's exactly it. Of course, beer companies wanted to attach to Harry. And yeah, Harry did like to drink some beers, and he's well known for it because he did it on the air. He did it in the booth, right, Kevin? I mean,
it was a thing.
Yeah, it was a thing. But, you know, that's not the only thing he's famous for. But, yeah, I love that he's encountered so many people and everybody walked away with a smile. Another said, "I'll always cherish my memory of Harry Carey catching a foul ball in his fishnet at Comiskey Park." That's awesome. So, yeah. Tomorrow, Harry Carey's show starts at 2. Party starts at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning, but we'll be there at 2. We hope to see you. The news is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.